Hey, I'm really hoping I have the right place. I'm the artist looking for a model. We talked on the phone. Are you Samantha? Oh, thank God. So, yeah, hi. Your voice doesn't do you justice. But it's really nice to meet you, Samantha. Oh, yes, I'll come in then. Kind of awkward for the neighbours if I started working in the hallway, right? That was bad. I'm sorry. You have a lovely home. So many windows. As a painter, I'm an absolute sucker for natural light. And this place, wow. I mean, if I wasn't here to paint you, I could spend all day just sketching your apartment. It's gorgeous. That's not to say that you aren't absolutely stunning yourself, because you are. I just meant that your taste in decor and living space is, and all this sunlight. I mean, I think I'm going to stop talking now. Yes, a drink would be lovely, thank you. And it'll give me time to get my foot out of my mouth and figure out how I want you to paint, like posing and lighting and yeah. Water's just fine, thank you very much. God damn it. Ah, thank you. My hands are a little occupied, so if you could just put it, that is a very white towel. Can I ask what brand of bleach you used? Dear Lord. Yes. I am indeed trying to distract myself from the fact that said towel is all you're wearing. And wearing it, very well, I might add. Yes, I am also aware that you're planning on modelling nude. I am, after all, the one who requested it. It's just, you have to appreciate there's a difference between looking at a beautiful woman as a man and then looking at her as an artist. At the moment, I'm very much a simple man looking at a gorgeous woman and trying very hard not to make a fool of himself. You know, any more than he already has in this particular case. Well, I thank my lucky stars for finding the one nude model in this city who is both stunningly beautiful and yet willing to tolerate me blithering like an idiot. All righty. I vote we finish up with embarrass the artist half to death time and actually get on to the arting. It is so a word. I just made it up. So it is now a word. Okay, Missy. Time for you to be quiet. And just look pretty, Samantha. Oh, yes. The man can give orders when required. And here's another one. Remove your towel and go recline on that lovely settee in front of the window. That gorgeous setting sun will backlight you wonderfully. Trust me, I'm an artist. Don't say it. Please don't say it. Please don't say it. I can see what you're thinking. Don't. I hear it in every class, from every model. Oh, I hate you. You said it. Just pose already. Ah. Every single time. But you do look amazing. Just tilt your head back a little. Little bit more. Perfect. And bend your right knee outward so your leg casts a shadow inward over your body. That's it. Now, hold still. But tell me first if you do need to move. I think we'll start with a little sketching. You're not too cold, are you? I'm only asking because it looks like you're starting to get goosebumps. And other kinds of bumps, too. Now who's embarrassed? Consider it karma for that overused Titanic quote. I told you not to say it. Hey, come on, relax. We're professionals here, right? It's just something that happens. If anything, it adds, shall we say, texture to the scene? Of course I'm adding it to the finished piece. The goosebumps, your nipples, and the adorable blush that's currently creeping across your cheek and down your neck and flushing as it goes. And where it will end, nobody knows. I feel it'll add a sense of innocence to an otherwise sultry image. Stop squirming, please. Please stop squirming. Do you need to take a break? You seem to be having trouble sitting still, getting stiff. Or perhaps, are you getting looser? More relaxed and more involved in the process than you thought you might. Well, I have to say, I'd be more inclined to believe you if your hips weren't rocking just that little bit. Or if your thighs didn't have that slight tremble. Eyes of an artist, darling. It's my job to see details, and trust me, it is no hardship to take in all of you. It's all about the scene, and the scene here is, you seem to be enjoying yourself. Actually, you know, the sketch for this pose is, I think, more or less done, and if you're having trouble keeping still, maybe we should move on to a new one, Yeah? Good. In fact, that's more than good. That's wonderful. So, please move over to that armchair over there. Because this time, you'll be in the direct sunlight. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I think it's time for you to spread your legs. Yes, legs spread, please. I would like your knees to be touching the arms of the chair. Oh, yes. Your instincts are flawless, just like that. God, the sunlight makes you look like you're glowing. And it shimmers so prettily off the wetness of your pussy. Ha! I did tell you, it's different to look at you as an artist. It changes my perspective, let's say. But you just like being looked at, don't you? You like the fact that my eyes roam all over that incredibly gorgeous body, taking in every single detail. My gaze, almost a physical touch in its perusal. You're trembling, my dear. Are you cold again? Or is it the opposite now? Are you getting hot? Is your body burning and aching for the simplest of touches? Well, don't let me stop you. Feel free to touch to your heart's content. Just don't move your legs. The curve of your thigh is actually giving me a little bit of a trouble. Oh, moaning already? My, my. You must be very sensitive. Ah, I said, don't move your legs. I don't care how good it feels when you pinch and twist your nipples like that. Sit. Still. Good. All right. I'm not happy, but I do believe I've captured your lower half in enough detail that we can move on. Which requires you to move your hands away. Don't whine at me. Just do it. Let go of your tits. Now. Good. Good girl. No. Keep them on the arms of the chair for now. I want your torso to be long and, you know what? Could you arch your back just a little bit for me? Just enough to see the curve. Yes, there, perfect. Hold it, right there. Ha. You're really getting desperate, aren't you? Whimpering with each breath, sweating, despite the goosebumps, and... I can even see your dripping pussy clenching from all the way over here. Poor thing. But don't worry, sweetheart. I'm almost done. Just a little more shading, and then we can focus on getting just the right expression on that lovely face. Okay? Okay. Don't move, baby. Keep those delectable breasts thrust out as if they were begging to be kissed so gently. All right, sweetheart. All done with your torso. You can relax. Take a breath. That's it. You really are just so beautiful, all flushed and trembling like that. Go ahead and touch how you want, baby. Tease your clit, stroke your pussy, but do not look away. I need to see your face when you come. Yes, I think that would be the perfect face for this particular picture, don't you? You hardly heard a word after I said touch, did you? Don't rub so hard, baby. You're going to hurt yourself. Your clit's too adorable and swollen to be abused like that. Come on, slow down. Your thighs are shaking so much, jerking and spasming with every single stroke. But does it feel that good? Or is it just because you're being watched? Do you think if I stared at and studied you long enough, you could come without being touched? Maybe a work in progress. A mere thought for next time, perhaps. But for now, I think I want to see you ease a finger or two inside your poor, neglected cunt. Nice and easy. Oh, sweetheart. Two fingers. And not a bit of resistance, because you're so fucking wet. So wet, in fact, you're starting to stain that lovely chair with just how much is dripping out of you. I can see it. I can smell it. You already look so close, baby. Are you really going to come so soon? Oh, we will definitely have to see how close I can get you with just my gaze sometime in the near future. But for now, eyes on me, sweetheart. Let me see you come. There you go, babe. Rub your clit faster now. Fuck yourself deeper. Do not look away. I said don't fucking look away. Samantha, follow your orders. Close your eyes again, and I will come over there and make you stop. You know I will. But harder now. grind your palm against your clit and finger fuck your pussy as deep as you possibly can. Because I know what you're imagining. Look at me. That's it. Fuck yourself for me, sweetheart. Show me what you look like when you come. Will you whimper? Will you scream? Or will you just bite your lip and shudder and buck and twist and scream? Show me, baby. Let me see. Faster, harder, faster, harder. That's it. That's it, baby. That's it. Yes. It's so fucking beautiful to see. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Do not look away. I'm watching you come. And I need you to come for me. Now. Right. Fucking. Now. Oh. You know what? I do believe this is going to be my best piece yet. Such intense gaze. Knowing that I can see you doing what you're doing. Loving showing off for me. But should I make it a gallery piece? Or do you think I should keep it for my own little private collection? Perhaps we can talk it over during our next session. It would seem that we've lost the light for today, and I dislike working in artificial lighting. It's just so harsh. I much prefer watching the sunlight bathe those curves in all the right places.
What about me?
Oh, sweetheart. Let's just say, we may not know if being watched is enough for you, but watching is more than enough for me. Let me assure you of that. No. Stay there. Don't try to get up. Modeling can be very tiring, but only when it's done right. Here, have some water. And I'll show myself out. But same time next week?
Tomorrow?
Well, I'll see if I can pencil you in. Can I call you Samantha? All right. I'll see you later then.